With the election only a week away, labor unions are mobilizing workers to vote for presidential nominee Barack Obama and other Democrats. Today, at a call center for Medco Company in North Tampa, John Sweeney, president of the National AFL-CIO, helped union members pass out flyers and encourage people to vote. Sweeney said that he's traveling around the country assisting in the largest mobilization campaign in the history of the labor movement, with over 250,000 workers volunteering to get out the vote.
They're working on the same as these workers here are, working member to member, educating the workers on the issue and the importance of the election. And they're also on the phones doing phone banks and doing mailings, whatever it takes to have a winning campaign.
Sweeney said that Obama has been a strong supporter of working family issues and will focus on the priorities of workers.
We believe that he's committed to working on solving a lot of the problems, and God knows we have a lot of problems, especially with the economic crisis, but also he's addressing issues such as health care, the Employee Free Choice Act for enabling workers to organize in a fairer way, trade policy, tax policy, whatever workers are concerned about, including retirement security.
In contrast, Sweeney said, Republican presidential nominee John McCain is just the opposite when it comes to the concerns of working people.
He would be a continuation of George Bush, and he would not be advocating change. He would be supporting the wealthy and the corporations and the vultures on Wall Street. And he, just in his public career, he's opposed the minimum wage 9 times in the Senate. He has offered the privatization of Social Security as a major goal of his, and he's one of the architects of the deregulation in the financial industries.
If it's passed by Congress, the Employee Free Choice Act would, quote, amend the National Labor Relations Act to establish an efficient system to enable employees to form, join, or assist labor organizations. McCain voted against the Employee Free Choice Act and criticizes Obama for his support of it. During recent campaign speeches, McCain has claimed that if elected, Obama would, quote, take away your right to vote by secret ballot in labor elections. But AFL-CIO President John Sweeney disagrees with McCain's characterization of the act.
That it's a lie. The bill that has been passed by the House is a bill that includes a democratic process, but it also where a majority of workers want to express themselves by signing an authorization card, which is very common in so many industrialized countries around the world, including in Canada. And we believe that it's time that our labor laws were changed. The original intent of the labor laws to allow a fair process for workers to express their views on whether they want to join a union or not join a union have been weakened so much by employer-friendly National Labor Relations Board.
Robert Ray is president of the Central Labor Council and said the main issue for working families is the economy, and that labor endorses Democratic candidates who support the Employee Free Choice Act.
The leaflets that we're giving out today give you the voting sites and locations, and then also the encouragement and the education that the endorsed candidate with the AFL-CIO is Barack Obama, followed by some of our congressional candidates, Doug Tudor and Kathy Castor, Bill Mitchell.
Eddie Duarte is with the Ironworkers Local 397 in Tampa.
Trying to come out here and make a difference in the working class family. I believe that this election is going to mean a lot to anybody that has to work for a living. It's freedom from repression. It's a chance at life where other people have and we don't. And I believe that there's enough money in this country to actually have the American dream.
Todd Vega is with the United Association of Plumbers and Pipe Fitters. Several union members, including Vega, cited the Employee Free Choice Act as a reason they were supporting Obama. In addition, Vega said he was passing elections literature to workers because
how solidarity, try to help these people, you know, try to get things going our way in these elections, very important times. We need a change. Working class people have just taken a beating for a long time.
Scott Marshall is a retiree of the Steelworkers Union. He said working people want a change from 8 years of Bush-McCain policy, and that Barack Obama would
tackle the foreclosure problems, he'll tackle the jobs problem, health care, Social Security, preserving Social Security, so we want to see a change.
Pete Porter is a customer service representative working at Medco and was handed voting information by the union members. He had not yet read their flyers, but had already made up his mind about voting for Obama.
Change needs to happen right here and now. I think from what I've seen, the people that I know anyway, I've never seen people hurting as bad as they are. You know, money-wise, the economy is bad. We just know straight answers and can't afford four more years of the same thing.
A Medco spokesperson did not respond to WMNF's request for an interview by airtime. AFL-CIO President John Sweeney is confident that the millions of union members who voted for Hillary Clinton in the Democratic primaries will support Obama in the general election.
The Hillary Clinton supporters are, in most cases, have come back, and they're all pretty much aimed at coming back because they recognize that that Hillary didn't win, and Barack Obama has been the endorsed candidate. She herself has expressed her views very clearly. I was with her in Pittsburgh and a huge rally, and she left no uncertainty about where she stood and why she was supporting Barack Obama.